Pnimius in the Daf, Gemara Brachos Daf Chofa. Hey, so the Gemara is riffing off of the Mishnah, which made a comment that one is not allowed to recite Krishma in front of excrement, in front of Tzoa. And our Gemara spends an awful lot of amount of time and detail describing the various, you know, things that would be considered soa, that won't be considered soa, what you are allowed to daven from. It gets into, you know, the graphic and maybe gory details to the point where one could have the question of what is the fascination so much that you can't say Shema in front of the tzoa itself, right? In fact, even the Gemara deals with this a little bit, that is it about the Reach Ra? Is it about its presence alone? And really, we have to think, what does the entire concept of not being able to recite Shema in front of excrement stem from? In Pnimius, the concept of excrement really can be learned a lot from actually the mun. We know the Gemara and Yoma tells us that the mun is called Lechem Evirim because it was a lechem that was totally absorbed by the Evarim. That it's, there was no, you didn't have to go to the bathroom after you ate mun. That someone who ate mun is body fully got it. And the way it's explained in the Sifrei Kabbalah, the Sifrei Chassidus, is that when we eat a piece of bread, what we're really doing is we're raising up that holy spark, we're raising up the nitzotz, we're doing a birur, we're clarifying and rectifying a specific spark with our bracha, with our kavana lishma, with eating it for the right reason, with eating it to sustain ourselves in order to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, with making a nice bracha, rishona, achrona, right? And we even say this, right? After we eat something, we say, right, Nefashos, right, which is an interesting lashon that we have, and as we eat anything, what we're doing is we're being male that spark, and that's the point of eating. The rest of the food is kind of like the klipa, it's the chumrius, it's the physicality that surrounds that point of spiritual sustenance, and that our body says, okay, let's get rid of, right? Even scientifically, what waste is it's the part our body is not utilizing, right? So for sure, in spirituality, it's a similar thing, that we're really, the whole point of eating a piece of bread is to be mala the nitzotos in it. You know, and then whatever comes out as waste is what we weren't successfully being mala, or we weren't supposed to be, you know, a mala in this life and in our situation. So when the Jews ate the man, it was entirely from Hashem, and the entire purpose for it was always lishma, and it was always being mala nitzotzen, and that's what the Jewish people were eating. But now we're not in that state, right? We're in a state where we're not eating man, and when we eat something, there's waste, right? The whole concept of tzoa is that it's that psoles, it's that leftover waste product that doesn't have a tikkun, that doesn't have a hashlama. It's the result of our efforts of doing borer on something else, of, you know, rectifying and clarifying something else. There's going to be a waste product, and that product we kind of leave for Hashem. You know, our waste product, the parts of our action that we can't, you know, interact with, and we can't raise up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, although we believe that everything will have an aliyah. That aspect is left, you know, in our world and in our mentality. That's out of our hand. We don't try to make our excrement into a holy thing. We don't try to make tzoa into a holy thing. We leave it what it is. In fact, right, that's one of the concepts behind the worshipping of Baal Peor, that they would, right, that they would defecate towards it, meaning because they were trying to almost overpower it with that chumrius. Paro, when he was pretending to be a god, right, what did he do? Because I'll say that he went down to the Nile in the morning to use the bathroom there so that no one would see him. But really, what's he doing? He's trying to say, look, I don't have any tzoa. I don't have any human waste, meaning everything I do is something of aliyah. It's something holy. There's no physicality to what I'm doing. I'm accomplishing things spiritually. Pyro held himself to be like a god. Really, what was he doing? He was, you know, he was going to the bathroom in the Nile. And we know, you know, that the Nile was what sustained the entire Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim doesn't rely on rain the way other countries do. It has the Nile watering all of its crops. So it's almost as if Paro's going to the bathroom is what sustained all of Mitzrayim. Ervas Haaretz, because it was sustained by something that's the epitome of physicality, the epitome of chumria, something where there's nothing to raise up in it anymore. There's no value. Everything, even things that are seemingly bad, we could often find that one nekuda that's mechaya. We can find that one aspect of it that, oh, there's something holy there, there's something valuable there, and raise it up. Tsoa, by its definition, is something that already went through that process, that we took a piece of food, which is mostly, you know, not for Hashem when we're eating it. Most of the time we're getting it for Hana and sustain, to do not holy things necessarily, to do our mundane things. But we, you know, with eating it, with making a bracha, with having a little bit more kavanah lishma, we raise it up. And this food, this psoles, this tsoa is what comes from that. And that's the concept of man. That man doesn't have that, right? We know the Torah is only given to ochrei haman. What does that mean? Meaning if we eat all of our achila and try to have in mind that this is the tafkir of the Torah. The Torah is a very physical document. The Torah doesn't just tell us meditate and achieve high levels of spirituality by connecting through, you know, spiritual endeavors. It says, here's the halachos. You know, someone's sure comes and gores someone, what are you going to do? Someone falls in a pit, what are you going to do? And it takes the mundane and it infuses the holiness into it. So who is Zocha de Torah? The Ochlei Haman. People who know how to eat man. So it's true, it's really talking about to the Doradea in the Midbar, they ate man. So they were Zocha de Torah. But for us, we can also be Ochlei Haman. We can be people who, when we eat, when we interact with food and interact with mundane, we're saying that there's a spirituality underneath it, and that's what that's someone who's Zocha de Torah, that they understand that there is a system and there is a physical world, but the Torah is guiding it, the Torah is underlying it and giving it direction. So maybe Dafka, that's why Kriya Shema specifically, you can't say in front of Tzoa, because Kriya Shema is the concept of that there's just Hashem. That it's not really so much our engagement with this world, it's Mesiras Nefesh. It's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's this unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And Kriya Shema is something that you're supposed to say kind of with your whole body, right? We know that there's Ramach words in Kriya Shema. There's 248 words in Kriya Shema. Right? Those 248 words of Kriya Shema are connected to the Ramach Evarim, as we know. The 248 limbs. Those same 248 limbs are the same limbs, the lechem avirim, that the man eats up. In fact, the Gemara in Yoma says that that's why it's called, the pasuk describes the man as daka mechusfas. Right? Mechusfas, right? They have a machlok is what the gematria is, depends on how you spell it. But the Gemara says, oh, it's gematria ramach, it's gematria 248, right? Because it was absorbed by the 248 limbs. So too Shema is the Indian of 248. Shema is supposed to be done with our entirety of our body, with all of our Evarim. That when we're thinking of Mesiras Nefesh, when we're thinking about what it means, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're thinking that's something we do with our entirety. That there's not going to be a psolus that comes from it. There's not going to be, a result, a lo lishma that comes out of a saying of a Shema. There's just Shema itself. And it's something that's done with your entirety of your body, just like the man. So therefore, you can't have tzoa anywhere near you when you're thinking about Shema. When we come into the world of Shema, you can't have tzoa there, because tzoa represents that sometimes there are things in life that aren't absorbed by all Ramach Evarim. There are things that, you're not being mala the whole thing, that you're being mala part of it and leaving the psoles for the Ribbono Shel Olam's cheshbon. That you're doing your best, that you're eating your bread and part of that bread's going to waste, and that's fine. And that's, our avoda in this world the way it is now. When it comes to Shema, when we have those Kriya Shema moments are the moments of tapping into being of the Ochlei Haman, those who eat the man. That we're coming in, we're saying, Shema is done with my entirety, Shema is done with Mesiras Nefesh, and therefore, there can't be anything that reminds me of the psalas while I'm doing it, while I'm reciting Shema.